Welcome, welcome. This is season 2, episode 1 with Frenchie Talks. I'm just going to be rambling on number 1, just catching you up with little things and telling you what's to come with season 2 and episode 2 as well. So stay tuned. Hey, it's your girl Frenchie Talks, and this is season 2, episode 1. So, yeah, I've been away for a while, and I had a lot of things to reflect on. I'm just gonna get straight into it, and that's just how I do. No point in sitting here, you know, leading on to things and bringing this up and bringing that up and making it seem like I give a fuck about talking about anything else. I'm just gonna straightforward. This is the name of the fucking episode, is what the fuck happened to Zaylux? And I'm gonna tell you what happened. You ready? Let's get into it. Yeah. So where do I fucking start? Alright, let's start here. What happened to Zaylux was me basically working with the wrong people. What happened to Zaylux is me working with people that did not care about my craft, didn't care about my vision, didn't care about even succeeding to make it happen on their end or put the effort into it. You know? I had shiesty people that were saying that they want to be influencers, and you know, they never even really did any type of influencing besides just keep the items. Like, that shit came out of my pocket. A lot of things came out of my pocket. Certain photographers that I worked with, like, they just didn't care, but it seemed like they cared about other people that they came across, you know. It's just like, I don't know, just I know what I did wrong, and I know what to do now. And I could care less how I'm gonna do it this time, you know? But, like, let's get into it. Like, the models. Like, a certain model that I was dealing with, like, she just was a money-hungry motherfucker. Like, all she cared about was money and if it benefited her in any type of way. Like, she didn't care about nobody else but herself. I never met somebody that was just so self-absorbed. Like, that's just fucking crazy. Like, I dealt with photographers that didn't even give a damn about my vision. Like, they just sat there and shot. They didn't care. Didn't care. If anything looked unpleasant to them, they didn't even fucking say, hey, we need to fix this. They just was like, shh, for the money. Didn't care, you know. The vision that I have for, I'm not even gonna say had, the vision that I have for Zaylux will still be accomplished. I had to take a step back to see exactly how I'm gonna accomplish it, but I know what to do now. I know what to do. It just took some time, you know. My men's line, literally, I had to put a straight halt on the whole entire process. I have clothes that are being made for the men's line, and I literally had to stop on everything because I just did not like how the women's section was looking. Everything needs to be tight in order for you to drop something else. You can't just have something going and then drop something else right after. It just didn't make any sense, you know? So I had to put a hiatus on everything. Then my life started to change even more drastically from behind my youngest son's father, like, just from the lack of support. So it's just like a lot of things were just piling up on me, piling up on me, piling up on me. And yeah, I just had to throw my hands up and just like take a step back and like look at the situation and see how can I switch it around and make it back to like how I was. And I did that. and I can't wait till I go back in. But I'm gonna go back in slowly this time. I'm not gonna go back in swinging like balls of furry. Like, I'm gonna attack one situation at a time. So I can't wait for you guys to see the new things that I'm gonna drop, the photo shoot that I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make sure I get more background of the photo shoots because I see that you guys really like that. But as far as, you know, what happened to Zalux, basically I had the wrong people around me. I had people that did not really care about my craft. I had a lot of people that did not really care around me. It was just a lot of fake people when I should have just kept it home. Kept it with people that I knew. Sometimes you need to just stay home with certain things. And a lot of people always said, your biggest supporters are strangers. Yeah, supporting and people helping with the business is two different situations. You know what I mean? And you're right. The biggest supporters, shout out to Texas, shout out to Florida, shout out to fucking New York, Vegas, Minnesota, Louisiana, Mississippi. If I'm missing anybody else, I swear to God, like, I love you guys. Thank you. Philadelphia, Maine. I had orders in Maine and even in Canada. My first UK order. Thank you. And even the lady that was from, I'm gonna say it wrong, and I apologize. And if you ever come across this podcast, I'm shouting you out because you literally was trying to buy something from me, but my store wasn't set up for your country to even buy. Ghana, some shit like over there in Africa. Like, thank you. And the reason why I'm shouting all these people out, all these states out that actually bought from me, is because it is true what they say. You know, you can sit here and start a business in your own damn city. It's not going to support you until you get a little buzz of a ring. But like I said, this relaunch, we went back to the drawing board. I cannot wait till y'all see the rings, the lights, the bells, the whatever else. Matter of fact, I just might come back swinging like balls of furry. So, yeah, stay tuned for that.